Thank you very much, Ambassador Dumont, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. A very good morning to you all. I'm absolutely delighted to see so many persons attending this conference. I think it's an indication of the importance of the issues that are under discussion. As you know, the genesis of the conference was a decision of the Standing Committee of Patents of WIPO to investigate the intersection between intellectual property and, in particular, patents and other areas of public policy. I think it's a very important conference for WIPO, for the organisation. It's a step in the recognition that increasingly most sectors of the economy and society are, if not dependent on technology, then at least their performance and their possibility of access to higher levels of performance results from the use of technology. And that consequence has led to a situation in which there's a much broader segment of the community, of society and of the economy, that come into contact with property rights in relation to technology. And those property rights, since they restrict the use of new technology, may be perceived as interfering with the objectives of other public policies which are dependent upon the use of technology, be those other public policy objectives access to medicines or the development of clean or green technologies. On the other hand, technology, of course, doesn't just spontaneously appear. It needs to be created and developed. And thus, there needs to be an incentive to the investment in both the creation and the commercialization of technology. And it's very much this balance of incentives that is the subject of this conference over these 2 days. The incentive on the one hand of investment in the creation and development of technology, and the need on the other hand to diffuse the social benefit of new technologies. So I'm delighted that we have the opportunity as an organisation to discuss these issues in the course of the next 2 days, and I thank you all for your attendance this morning.